This is Jonathan Goldstein from Heavyweight. If your finance team spends more time finding data than using it, if there's one entity here and one here and one here and one here, if scaling your business feels like starting over, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite is the AI-native ERP solution that's powerful, painless, and proven. Learn more at intuit.com/ERP.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Welcome to part two of our conversation with exorcist Plato Angelakis. Can a human soul affect the mind of a living individual for their own purposes?
Not likely. I've never seen a ghost, try to control. I think they just manifest themselves to tell you, like, I'm not happy about what you're doing here. Mm-hmm. This is my home. They're the ones who feel that we're intruding when we need to sort of set them straight, saying, you know, you have passed on. This is no longer your home, man. Let's move on, move on to the light sort of thing. But, you know, I understand where they're coming from. You got to remember, if they died 500 years ago, for them, they're sort of living this loop. Mm-hmm. They're living a loop of post-death. And to them, they're living that same sequence, the same event over and over again. And to them, no time has passed, where perhaps for us, 500 years. A lot of this happens, especially when people are renovating their homes. When people say, well, it's time for us to renovate this 100-year-old house, and they start knocking down walls and changing wiring and doing all kinds of things, they're really making the place look completely different than what it was. You'll start seeing these sort of earthbound spirits surface, because now they don't like what you're doing to the home.
And in those cases, when it's something that may be kind of lashing out, but it's not demonic, what is, how is it about, moving something like that on? Would they be affected by religious relics or commands or anything like that? Or is it more of a, we got to kind of reason with you?
What I find works, it basically, I still consider, a lot of mainstream churches say, you do your last rites, and while your person's alive, you can do forgiveness and you can do reconciliation and confession and all that, and whatnot. What I normally do, I believe that even though the person's passed on, they're still themselves in spirit form. So I just say, I forgive you. I forgive you for whatever you feel guilty for. I absolve you of your sin, and I do it as a Catholic priest. I say, I'm giving you total absolution. And go forth. You are forgiven. God does not hold you responsible for this anymore or whatever. And move to where God deigns you to go. I never say, go to heaven or whatever, because that's not my place to do so. I say, go to where God deigns you to go on to your next journey, wherever that may be, mm-hmm. Heaven or, whatnot, because there's so many things we don't know. So I'm not going to obviously, make that assumption. So, and almost 99% of the time, they're gone. They're completely gone. I went to a place out on a farm, mm-hmm. 200-year-old farm. There were two suicides there throughout the course of the history of that home. the noose where someone hung themselves in the barn was actually still hanging there years. People didn't even know that that was a noose. I just thought it was a piece of rope, but I said, "Oh, that's the way they hung themselves."
Oh, wow.
And you know, and I would just sit there and say, "You know, I forgive you. I absolve you of all your sins in the name of Jesus Christ," sort of thing. And I go right on to the actual Catholic absolution. Go, you're forgiven. And people were taking pictures at the time. And why have one shot where you can see an actual wing in one of the pictures? I mean, of course, you can't see the person hanging there, but you can see a wing in one of the slides that it looks like an angel came down, swooped the person up, and took him.
Wow.
Away. So I've got that picture. So it's, you know, that's what I do with the earthbound. And there's a lot of that. I do a lot of that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, what's also important to know is where there's a lot of earthbound spirits, especially traumatic ones, like people who have been murdered or there's been a traumatic injury or a death or something in a location or a home, you might find a demonic entity lurking in the midst, because it, you know, like anything else, these demonic entities love energy, especially children, because it's the most purest form. And so if there's children that passed on, whatever, and that they're around lurking, they're not necessarily involved yet, but they like being around that because they get to feed off some of the energy. So once they can get rid of the earthbound spirits, they get them to move on, I can find the entity is quite weak and it's very easy to just cast it away because it doesn't have anything to feed on. There's no reason for it to be there any longer. So those kinds of cases that also occur a lot. I mean, like I said, this 200-year-old farmhouse had multiple things going on there. And they found some children's graves in the back. They didn't know that was actually a grave site. The graves were disturbed, not intentionally. The stones were moved. So I had to basically redo a funeral in a sense. There were a little miniature funeral and kind of set those souls to rest. And then all of a sudden, you know, things got lighter in the house and things got better. And today, you know, the house is doing great and the animals are out and about because they were finding like dead cows and horses got sick and died. And so it just really, really puts a health element, because where there's that kind of stuff going on, you'll find a lot of people get ill. They're ill. They're sick. They're always, you know, not doing well. They're calling in from work a lot. They're just healthy wise, it's just not there. And then when things get resolved, their health improves. There's one case of a younger teenager, older, maybe 20-year-old, maybe 19-year-old, who has some eyesight issues. Again, at the same farmer I'm speaking of, actually, didn't know that he's got. And then as soon as it was all done, the next day he got a phone call that there was a cancellation because he was getting his eyes redone, like his retinas were to be reattached and everything. And he was able to see out of both eyes as opposed to only the guarantee one eye that they promised him. So to this day, there's still healing going on and he's seeing great. And so I've seen some miracles happen and because of that. So yeah, there's a lot that goes on. And again, every case is very specific. Every Sure. case is very different. And you just need to walk in there. And going back to the question, really, you know, that breaking point, that's where they reach out, or at least a paranormal team is smart enough to reach out. Say, okay, this person really can use that extra spiritual sort of investigative sort of, mm-hmm. Checkup kind of thing. And then we go in and through the course of many interviews, lots of different kinds of tests. Like I would have them say prayers. I'll have them say things. I'll give them homework and say, I want you for the next 7 days to do this. I want you to go to church every day, if you can, for the next whatever, and see if they can actually complete the tasks. And if they can, then I find they're already doing better. Mm-hmm. And then I can come in and I come in at the end, nip it on the butt, and it's gone. But I want them to do most of the work. It's not about me coming in, waving my magic wand, and then fixing your problems, and you just go on with your life. It's not as simple as that. I need you to change. It's you that did whatever happened. You're the one who's doing. You need to change what you're doing. Stop what you're doing. Start doing what you should be doing. And, you know, those sorts of things. So that is where I have to, you know, sort of, you know, take every case, as an individual case. I never go in with pre-assumptions thinking, okay, it sounds like it's pretty bad. And I go in really, really prepared, and only to find out when I get there, it really wasn't that bad at all. Likewise, on the same token, I walked in thinking, oh, this should be a piece of cake. I can just pop in. We can do a little ritual, do some prayer time, you know, give you some information, give you some blessed objects. And I walk in there and it's a crapshoot.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh my God. God. Like, you know, so again, because when we go in, we're also, you know, they know we're there for battle. And that's another thing, you know, with me, it, another good indication is things start to happen to me days prior. I'll have a flat tire, or some member of my family got sick. I may have to cancel the visit or the exorcism. I may have to postpone it. And I'm thinking, okay, this is happening. And you know, I look at my wife and she looks at me and, okay, we know where this is coming from. Right? You know, this is like, this is them knowing we're coming, because they don't have that time space, you know, that barrier. They can see things in the future, the past, the present, all simultaneously. So they know we're coming. So this is where when I end up going in, they're ready, you know, as much as I have to be ready, because they know that I'm coming. And that's why a lot of investigative teams don't invite me to their investigations, because when I'm there, there's no activity. Everybody's silent. Everybody's hiding. But when I leave, and then of course everything goes crazy. So
there's a lot of people out there now, you know, throwing the word demonologist and exorcist around, who are clearly not qualified to be either. And it takes time. It takes experience. Could a person who is not qualified to do that, but walking in saying to, you know, whoever calls them, who has no knowledge the wiser, could that type of a person cause a possession where there wasn't one before because of their involvement, by basically stirring things up?
They can cause a lot of damage, yes.
Yeah.
Don't know of a possession, maybe, but definitely could escalate things worse. Definitely. I mean, you know, a lot of people walk around saying, you know, they're demonologists. I mean, what is demonology? It's the study of demons. I mean, you go out to the local bookstore and buy a book about demons, and they might give you like a thousand names. These are all the different names of demons, you know, and what each one can do, and what each one is sort of, you know, mandated to do, or, you know, the demon of lust, the demon of this, the demon of theft, the demon of corruption, demon of family. It's, you know, it's just those kinds of things. I mean, demonology is the study of demons, you know, and, you know, so I walk around. It's a nice fancy term. It looks great. You know, I'm a demonologist. You know, I got this great title.
Yeah.
You know, and in a sense, there's no school that's going to give you a certificate saying, well, you got congratulations, you got a master's in demonology. I have never seen any kid in high school go to the guidance counselor and say, you know, Mrs. Jones, when I grow up, you know, I want to be a demonologist. I want to be an exorcist. It doesn't work that way. It's a calling. And it's a calling. I mean, not every priest is an exorcist. Not every priest can preach. Not every priest can be that person on the front lines in the war, be a chaplain in the military base. Not every priest can be, you know, that great person that sits by the bedside of a dying person. You know, we all have our gifts. I can do marriages, I can do baptisms, I can do funerals. Could I sit up and preach? Maybe I can do a pretty decent sermon, but it's not what I feel I'm called to do. Where you get these other people that are just fantastic. You can just sit there and you can just listen to the person speak, and it just it captivates you, you know.
Sure.
And there's people who are like that, but you know, I'm not one that's great with grieving families. I mean, because I, you know, I'm a registered nurse, I should be. It just doesn't seem to be my calling. I come in, I'll do last rites, I might do a little, you know, a little bit of, you know, help, but it's not my 100% forte. It just seems that, you know, through the course of my priestly evolution, you know, into becoming a bishop, whatnot, I just seem to be called to do exorcism, and I mean, doing pretty much that's all I've been involved in ever since. So it seems to be a calling, and you know, and having the calling means, you know, like it's quite clear in scripture. It says it's not you who calls me; it's I who call you by name, and I the one who call you. So it's God who's given you that gift, and it doesn't have to be Catholic. It could be, you know, I use Sister Kia, for example. Yep. By the way, she says she wants me to tell you hi.
Hi. So, she was great.
So she's wonderful. Again, she's one that I've come across that has extraordinary gifts. She's captivating. She's got a lot of talents. She's clairvoyant, but now that she's a sister, she's basically a Catholic mystic. You know, by myself and two of the bishops made her, because she's that good. She's just that good. But that's her gift. And so when you embrace the gift that God gives you, whatever that gift might be, you can be an empath, sensitive, you can be, you know, anything in life, any career, really. You're a hockey player, whatever. That's your gift that God has given you, and you embrace it. then the blessing and the power and the support and the doors that open up for you and the successes that come with it are followed. Like, God makes sure that if I'm giving you this gift, then the gift comes with my divine blessing, sort of sense. You get what you need. You get all the powers and authorities to do that. So if you don't have a calling and you try to want to be that, it's going to fail. You know, so you can walk around. Yeah, you can go around and do some cleansing. I mean, every human being on the planet, with their free will that God has given us all, we can't do minor cleansings ourselves. We can go into a home, you know, our own home, and say, "I don't want you here. This is my home. I'm in charge. I'm the head of the household. Boom, boom, get out of here." You know, and sort of thing. And they have to go, because you do have that small authority as a child of God, a creation of God, mm-hmm. with free will, the spirit. Because these angels, the fallen angels, don't have a soul. They're servants of God, or obviously rebellions of God. We have a soul. That's what started this whole thing with the battle, was the fact that, you know, Satan and his one-third of followers didn't like the fact that God had given us mere mortals, so much of himself. And he says, his will, his free will, and he's like, "I make you in my image." Do that with the angels. The angels were created to serve God. They have, and they've been there for who knows how long. And that's what started this whole thing, is that they felt that why are you doing that with these guys? We've been around longer, and we've been serving you, and now they rebelled. Mm-hmm. So we were sort of the cause of that, because of what he did. So we do have a lot of authority. Christ, God came back. If you're Christian and you believe in Christ, and you're Catholic or not Catholic, Christian anyway, you know that God, allowed himself to come back as a mere mortal man to show us, and then of course die for us, because that's how much he loved us. So he's got so much invested in us. He's got so much care for us that the angels, the demons, they just can't fathom, that so much was given to us, and that comes with a power and authority, and so we can do a lot ourselves to cleanse, make the effort to get the holy water, sprinkle it around, do family prayer time, very powerful. God says, if you pray, two or more in my name, two in my name, I will be there. Well, that's quite profound. So that's what Jesus is saying. If you pray, call on my name, and two or more call on my name, then I will come. You're basically able to actually call God down from his throne, Jesus down from his throne, to be there with you, because you prayed together and asked for God, Jesus, to be present, which is, so that's quite powerful if you think about it. I want people to know that they're empowered. And that's what I try to do in these cases. I try to empower people. Say, you can do a lot of this yourself. I'm going to mail you the stuff and the holy oil and the blessed objects. And I'll mail you the prayers. I'll mail you some certain things. I want you to start doing some stuff. And basically, you don't really need me sometimes. Some of these cases are so very mild that I can get you to do this yourself. Mm-hmm. Because you do have some authority by God, by what he did on the cross. He's giving you that authority if you call upon his name. In real sincerity, right? And God will come down from the altar of God, to be there because you called him. It's quite profound.
That wraps up part two of our conversation with Plato Angelakis. A big thank you to him for joining us on the program and sharing his views with us today. And thank you for supporting the program and keeping us on the air. Until next time, for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's best deal ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple?
Don't ruin it.
Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.